Back here again. We have had an opportunity to talk to Brenda before. Wow. Manawa Honey just going from strength to strength. More awards this time in London. The last time we spoke to Brenda, they had won a prestigious Black Jar Honey Award, where they tested honey, you know, in black jars so that they didn't know where they came from or what they looked like. This time it is an award from London, several awards London. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Brenda. Congratulations to you. Wow, really punching above your weight.
Hi, kia ora ra, kore. Thank you so much for your congratulations. And nā mihi rā ki nā mēnā kai nā kāinga e whakarono mai ana. Yes, no, we're really excited because this is another set of awards to put alongside the Best Tasting Honey in the World Award that we won earlier this year. So it's this has happened in London. So these are awards that are done annually in London. And there's honeys from all over the world, over 30 countries across the world participate in these awards. And we're not the only ones who've got awards, but so there's not an overall winner. So I do want to be clear that, you know, it's not an overall winner like the first one that we won in the USA with the best tasting honey in the world. So this set of awards is one about quality, and we've attained the highest of qualities with our gold awards for our Manuka and for our Tawari honey in these London Honey Awards. And then we've also won silver for our Rewarewa and our Puatane Wild Forest honey, which is you know, it's just really exciting for us. Just great.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just wonderful. Now, when you talk about these honeys, obviously the bees are taking their honey and their pollen from Manuka and Tawari. Is there something really special about those particular strains of Manuka and Tawari in Ruatahuna that might be slightly different from some another area in Aotearoa that makes a Manawa honey slightly different from others, that gives it its point of difference?
Well, yes, this is one of the things that we found, is that our honeys do particularly well in these competitions and these contests because the background to all of our honeys is Te Uruwera. And when we say there's a Tawari honey or a clover honey, none of these honeys are absolutely 100%, you know, but they're very high in the type of honey that you are naming the honey for. So the background of the honey is also reflected in your honeys. And sometimes, for instance, with a Manuka honey, you can have some other plants that are giving it a very sour taste, and it's very unpleasant. But our Manuka honey has got a very pleasant taste because the background to it is the diverse vegetation that we have here in Te Uruwera. So similarly with our other honeys, the Rewarewa, the Tawari, and the Puatane, which is, as the bees make it, a reflection of the Waunui Atane I kone I Te Uruwera. Yeah, so that's our take on it. And we take a lot of care. We know it's honey from the heart. We're not just from the heart of the fish, the Manawaldeika, but also we take a lot of care in the way in which we do our honeys and produce our honeys. And so we think that also has a lot to do with the quality of our honey and how it does really well in these competitions.
And it is all about community then, isn't it? It is about employment for whānau in your area. And, you know, and in these, the, you know, we are economically around the motu, particularly for our whānau Māori and in rural areas, really difficult for employment. So we are reliant on small organisations like yours and whānau-based organisations and whenua-based organisations to, you know, to drum up and deliver employment for our small rural communities. This is also at the manawa of your business, is it not?
Kia ora, yes it is. So originally we set this business up essentially for that, for creating jobs in our community. We're a Ngahu Whenua Trust, a Māori land trust that's responsible for 9,000 hectares. And it's all covered in bush, but we thought we could still try and do something with it. And we love our forest. We hunt in our forest, but we thought if we could do something commercial as well, it would help create work for our people. And, you know, not only work, but development opportunities. So, you know, we run from land to brand, and in that we have food production jobs, you know, beekeeping jobs, we have marketing jobs, and we have office support. So these jobs, you know, give us different people who have different, I guess, aspirations in their careers, you know, to develop in different ways. Not everybody wants to be a beekeeper, and we worked that out pretty early in the piece. And so we thought, no, we'll go on to putting up a brand. And so we have to learn marketing, and we have the opportunities for young people and the not so young to take up work with us in different ways. We're not a big company, but we've trained a few people now, and others have moved on. Some of them have moved on to some great things. Others are still with us. Yeah.
What about expansion then, given that your brand is becoming internationally recognised as a quality product? Is there any desire to want to expand?
Yes, we do want to expand because we think the business needs to have some critical mass. So it's not just dependent on a few key people, but it has a momentum that it can maintain into the future. But we are not keen to make it into a really big business because somebody made the point to me the other day on Facebook that, you know, somebody will come along with a $100 million offer one day and we'll sell out. And we never want to be in that position. We've got, you know, we want to build this for the future. And so it's part of our relationship with the forest, actually, so that we're not just developing our people and jobs, but they're actually connecting to our forest in ways in which we may not have done in the past, but it keeps a relationship with the forest that's key to us as a mountain forest people. And this is a really key aspect of the choices that we make about the businesses that we might pursue for the trust and for Manawahani to develop even further. So probably diversification, bit of growth, diversification, but yeah, not trying to be too big in this world. Yeah, we like to be small and nimble, as they say. Mm.
And finally, how are the bees then in Uruwera? There does seem to be a lot of talk around the dwindling number of bees around the world, and you know that would be an absolute tragedy. But how are we finding, or how are you finding it in Te Uruwera?
Well, we had some swarms the other day, so that's telling us that the bees are doing really well. What happens in Te Uruwera, in the heart here where we are, is that it's sort of things hold on, and then they sort of explode all of a sudden sometime in, you know, in October, and that's really what we've had. And now they're really going for it. There's plenty of food in the bush for them, nectar and pollen. And the out on the edges of Te Uruwera, our hives there have been doing really well, but they're sort of about a month ahead of our hives here at the centre. So we have hives in different parts of Te Uruwera to help deal with the different climatic conditions, I suppose, and also to take advantage of both being behind and being in front of the weather at times. Mm. So we've got some good bees, good numbers in our hives at the moment. Things are doing really well. It's been an erratic spring, though, in terms of the weather, and we're seeing more and more of this weather. So it seems to be quite late before things really start moving, but now it's started. There's flower everywhere, and there's in the forest, and there's our bees are doing really well. Mm.
Thank you so very much for joining us. Congratulations on your 4 awards in London. Really, very, really, really proud. Your achievement is our achievement, even though we didn't lift a finger to help you.
Yeah. Kia ora. Yeah, I'm glad to share it. Really glad to share it. And thank you for the opportunity to come and talk about Manawahani and what we do with our bees and with these awards that we've won. So thank you so much for the opportunity. Nā mihi ki o koutou katoa.
Me tuku mihi anō ki a koe. Tēnā koe, Brenda. That's Brenda Tahi from Manawahane. Little company that can do, absolutely.